All right, boys and girls, we're going to get people a couple moments to pile on in, then we're going to get started. I'm going to warn everybody, I got the second jab yesterday, just before the meta show, and I think I'm going to be okay. I don't really feel any of the fatigue or the fever. I don't want to jinx myself, but I am going to try to keep it to a dull roar today rather than screaming at the top of my lungs, just in case to preserve my energy. Having now said that, I'm sure that I will get a bug up my ass and start screaming at the top of my lungs inside of probably about 5 to 10 minutes. So let's just go ahead and plan around that. Now, one of the things I want to point out about that is as soon as you can get your fucking vaccine, please do it. We can't fuck or party or do the kind of things that we enjoy doing until everybody's fucking done that shit, especially with this India situation being ugly. Get a fucking jab as soon as you can. The subcontinent is turning into a mutation factory. It's not good. All right. So I have a number of to-do items that we're going to go into later on in the fireside. I'm going to go ahead and get started on this. There is some shit talk I want to make about our enemies, but this is going to be more of like a psychological thing to try. I had some insights on the meta show yesterday in between screaming at the top of my lungs. And I think I've kind of drilled down on one of the things that really is differentiating us from the enemy. Now, obviously, we have our own culture. The enemy has many different cultures, though. There's a lot of them. It's the entirety of the rest of NullSec, but mainly their ruling class, right? Like, they don't really give a shit about the line members of PISPI any more than we give a shit about the line members of PISPI. But the attitudes and some of these sort of underlying things that are behind a lot of the motivation. Because, when you see the way that the bad guys have been screaming and screeching at us in just this last week, merely because you guys have been pointing out the whole Blue Donut thing, when they have been, it's not new. They've been blue to 103 alliances since, July of 2020? And so it was unusual to me to see them screeching so much when we point out that they are achieving their objective of bluing the rest of NullSec besides the Imperium, right? This is what they wanted. This is what they've been fighting for. So when I'm on the meta show a lot of times, I'm throwing shit at the wall. And I'll watch to see how the puppies are reacting in chat. And then I can sort of adjust. It teaches me a lot as to what is going on in our enemy's head. And the fact that they were as pissed off as they were for us pointing out what they themselves have been openly talking about was unusual. And it's kind of gotten me thinking. And so essentially what I've figured out, it was really when they started going after me, and they've been doing this for years, that I'm not a fleet commander, and therefore I should not be an alliance leader. And also, I am wrong. I, Alexander John Turco, the Mitanni, am wrong, and you should not trust or respect me or any of the things you feel about me, because I do not play EVE Online as a fleet commander. And, that's cool and all, and I've always kind of blown that off, but it got me thinking, and I realized that I think it goes to a core of who the enemy is and some of their unexamined beliefs. And I believe that one of the biggest unexamined beliefs of our enemies is that they should, in their minds, be able to control how other people play EVE Online. That these are, they essentially, when we find people who play EVE in a weird way or an interesting way, in a non-standard way, oftentimes those people, if they're good at it, they end up getting promoted. But we have here this culture of amongst our enemies of teachers' pets and tattletales and mall cops who want to police how the sandbox is used at a fundamental level. And if you're old school, if you responded to the Horn of Gundor and you came from the Great War era, you might be really kind of confused about the nature of our enemies, because they are different in many ways from our old school enemies. Old school Hell War was old school Hell War, and it's very unusual, at least to me, because I'm old and whatever, when I see these guys freaking out about people playing in the sandbox game. And if you look at it from that perspective, that they have this very constricted idea of how EVE should be played, which I believe is in fundamental opposition to a game which the theme song of which was Harden the Fuck Up. Let me remind people about this. The theme song of EVE Online is Harden the Fuck Up. This is that game. Now, there are rules and regulations surrounding EVE Online that we believe in strongly, right? We do not think that you should metagame on the CSM. We don't think that you should be relying upon casino ISK or all of the other various things that the bad guys do. We also don't really like the whole renter system, the whole rent extraction feudal stuff in the core of Goonswarm's DNA. Forged in the Great War, we have always been opposed to that kind of old school kind of thing that they do. Their feudal rental system, all of that. But it really got me thinking, like the anger and the screeching of this is unusual, because you'd think they're getting what they want. They have 103 alliances blue, largest blue donut, da-da-da. But they don't want to be called out on it. They don't want to be called out on it because they all want to agree with each other at a certain level about how great they are. And this is why it's not just that they're teachers' pets, tattletales, and wannabe sandbox mall cops. It's that they want this kind of weakling consensus that they all agree with each other about all of the things that they agree about. And one of the reasons why they fucking hate the Imperium is that we're not interested in what they think, and we call it their bullshit. And also, we're old school, at least those of us who are old school and have been around. Like dudes who respond to the horn coming back for many, many years. These Pispy guys, they want to play a different version of Eve. It's much more anti-sandbox. And I think that that is fundamentally one of the things. And I think this will make them very angry. And, you know, I'm not saying this out here as, hey, guys, this is an attack line to use immediately. I am theorizing, and I've been thinking about it since the beta show. And I'm going to work on developing it. But it's very interesting when you sort of follow the bouncing ball from the way that they react to you continuing to fight and defying them, and the way that they react to the way that I play Eve, or the way that other people in the Imperium play Eve, is that they want to make the sandbox into not a sandbox. They want to make it such that if you are in NullSec, or if you are participating in the Eve market in a way that they can get their greedy little hands on, that they want everyone to obey their leadership's consensus. And it is a weak consensus, and this is very important. It is a fragile consensus because, again, tattletales, teachers' pets, and mall cops are known for their onion skins. And this is something that we see. You know, it's been strange because this war has been going on for so long. And we have fought puppies for all of our existence in EVE Online. It's what Goonswarm and our friends do. But it is different in these last few years. I really think it is that compared to fighting Band of Brothers, right? Like, say what you will about like Molly and Deanabolic and Blacklight and those guys. They weren't weaklings. Like they did the whole Space Emperor bad guy thing very well. We were angry at them. We were angry at them for their corruption. We were angry about them for the whole T20 Saber BPO things. I'm not saying don't be angry at Band of Brothers. What I am saying is that if you are someone who responded to the Horn of Gundor and you came back and you're like looking around and trying to wonder what it is that's different about those guys compared to these guys, even though there is some cultural continuity between them, I really do think it comes down to they are trying to create an Eve that is a safe space for their particular issues. Right, for their particular vision of how a sandbox should be, which is not particularly sandboxy. They don't want goons specifically. They're okay with Imperium allies, and they've done their level best to get rid of the Imperium in the sense of splitting us from our allies and our friends. Because instead of accepting that it's a sandbox game, the sandbox game, these fucking people want to control how you play, how you think, how you post about the fucking sandbox game. And they want that so desperately because they are cowardly and they are weak people. They are weak people to need that. Now, not all of them need this. Not all of them are tattletales, teachers' pets, and mall cops. But usually the ones that are the most vocal, a lot of the ones that you're seeing, the ones that are the crybill, is that the moment that you don't take their shit, they immediately clutch their pearls and go to their fucking fainting couch. That is some of that from their most vocal supporters. And the more that I think about it, the more it disgusts me. Because this is EVE Online. This is the harden the fuck up game. This is the game where, last time I checked just a couple months ago, they cry about, oh, goons are going to ruin your game. Goons are bad. Goons, goons, goons. But didn't CCP have a whole marketing campaign called Wreck Their Dreams? Oh, gee, what does that sound a little bit more like? That sounds a lot more like what we do. And how we play and how we rule, because we are much more in sync, I believe, the modern Imperium, with the whole spirit of harden the fuck up, than anything that we have seen from these blue donut pispy pieces of shit. And I think that's one of the reasons why, even when you would think they would be happy, they should be happy. We're down to our last constellation. We're bunkered down on 1DQ1 waiting for the final fucking battle. And they are screeching. And I think that the screeching is because they are realizing that they are not going to be able to control us, that they are not going to be able to police the sandbox, that it doesn't matter how much of a fucking teacher's pet tattletale little bitch you are, there is no teacher or mommy that is going to come save them from the reality of people playing EVE Online in fundamentally different ways from the way that they play EVE Online. One of the things that has always made me interested in this game is the fact that, you know, if there's a galaxy, one of the first things you want to do is conquer, well, at least if you're me. And not everybody is into the same things that I am. But, you know, if there's a fucking galaxy, I'm interested in conquering it. How would you conquer the galaxy? If you end up in a powerful position in EVE Online, people will ask you at Vegas and at other events, hey, what have you ever tried to take over the galaxy? What would it be like if you tried to take over the galaxy? Like, you know, what would that look like? And one of the fundamental differences between us and them is that I don't want to rule over puppies because I don't like them. I don't want to be in charge of those fucking people because I don't like to hang out with tattletales, teacher's pets, and fucking mall cops. I want to hang out with our dudes, and we want to go do our thing, whatever that happens to be at the time. Usually, you know, drugs and sex and getting in trouble and partying a lot and whatever when we're outside of the game. You know, we want to do our thing. And I have never wanted to be a galactic emperor because I don't want to rule over puppies. And I'm also fine with puppies going off and doing their own thing. We have existed in this game for 15, 16 fucking years now, in one form or another, speaking of Goon's Form here specifically. And the fact that a bunch of these people want to get together and be tattletales and do puppy things together, that doesn't bother me because I don't care what they do. But we're in this situation here, I believe, from such a broad cultural perspective. I really think that there is an element of the enemy is trying to control what you say, what you do, how you play, how all of us play. I am not supposed to be an alliance leader because I'm not a fleet commander. and that makes him angry. Because how dare I play in the sandbox game in a way that's different from the way that people play things in other games? There's just this sort of knee-jerk conformity and anger at people not conforming that I think we see behind a lot of the screeching. And so, when I am herfing blurfs and I'm talking shit on the meta show, that's absolutely what I'm doing. And also makes my girlfriend really horny. So that's kind of a thing is, you know, I scream and I herf all these blurfs and then whatever, then I go on about my day. But this level of screeching from the bad guys in the last couple of days has been getting me trying to think and figure out what it is that's really going on here. What are their underlying motivations? And, you know, it's gross. I think it's fundamentally anti-sandbox. I think that it goes against the spirit of EVE Online. And I think that if we understand their motivations and understand our enemies, we can do a better job of fucking with them. And I don't like teacher's pets. I don't like tattletales. And I don't like mall cops. So fuck them. And if they're mad about the fact that we're not going to play in the sandbox the way that they insist that we... I mean, what gives these people the fucking right? What gives these people the fucking right to tell us how we play EVE? Who do they think they are? What entitled... You know, and the other thing is they wanted to be strong and dominate. Why are they such little bitches about everything? They don't have the right to tell you how to play the game. They don't have the right to tell me how to play the game. And it's funny, when we don't go along with them, that they immediately scream for mommy to help. It's ridiculous. Anyway, speaking of mommies, it is Mother's Day. Don't forget to call your mother. I need to do that after the fireside. So anyway, psychoanalyzing the enemy notwithstanding, let's go ahead and go into some more business-oriented items. We have a couple things to go over here today. Then we're going to take questions, and we're going to go. All right. So one of the most important things that we have seen in the past couple weeks of Warfare is the importance of stockpiles, and not only stockpiles, but in these battles that we're having consistently now, to restock the market as soon as you can, right? If you are able to import and get our Doctrine ships back up on contract, that is super, super critical. We also want, yeah, exactly, everything that people are saying here in Elysium. We need to get all that shit. This stockpile life is everything, because as you guys have seen, when it's 10% tie-dye, we need all goons be able to immediately grab another combat ship, not needing to wait for SRP, not needing to wait for like the market to work, because multi-fit isn't going to work, and multi-buy isn't going to work, and fucking tie-dye, and be able to get right back out there and kill puppies. That has been working out very well. I've been very happy with you guys with the level of stockpiles and level of commitment that we have seen. This is more of a reminder of, hey guys, it's not just you personally having stockpiles, but please do remember to restock the market in 1DQ1 to make sure that everybody else can restock and replenish their stockpiles so we're ready to fuck whenever we need to. A couple of other things that are related to that. We have now announced a new Drake doctrine, and I have a message for you guys. There were some fit validator issues. If we could get a link to the fit validator, that would be cool. And that those are going to be fixed. There is a minor technical glitch with that, but we are going to be getting the Drake doctrine plugged into that effectively. And yes, Drakes are back. These are, in terms of role, these are designed to be sort of like Eagles, but more at the battlecruiser level. So is if in a hack fight, you would be looking for a tank, you know, for hack fights, we'd use Eagles. In this case, the Drakes are like the Eagle equivalent to go along with the Feroxes. So it's pretty cool. We are unironically doing an Imperium Drake Doctrine. The day has come. So check that shit out. All right. Somebody's saying calling them sappy, which is Serenity Alliance, please ignore. The fucked up thing about the situation with Pispy is that, you know, these guys, just the hypocrisy disgusts me. It genuinely disgusts me. Is for years, these very same people have been clutching their pearls and pointing their fingers at you all and at me, looking down their noses at you. Because they accused us of wanting to turn the server into Serenity. And like I said earlier, I've never wanted to rule over puppies. I would never want to be the emperor of this galaxy because that would imply that I would be ruling over people that I don't like or want to help in any way, right? Like, I don't want to be in charge of NullSec. I enjoy doing what I do and staying in my lane here. But the fascinating thing about the Serenity situation is that the very same people that for years have accused you all of wanting to create Serenity, which is the opposite of our interest, have turned the server now into something that is much worse than Serenity was when they were pointing their fingers at us about it. The hypocrisy is boundless, and they should choke on it. They should suffer the consequences of the cognitive dissonance. When I say that they should suffer, a well-adjusted person wouldn't suffer from this. They'd just point out, hey, look, man, you're being fucking hypocritical here. Like, you're saying blue donut bad on Serenity, goons bad. And why the fuck do you have 103 alliances blue for almost a year now? Healthy people will just blow that off. But these fucking thin-skinned little bitches screech like stuck pigs when you point out the logical conclusions of their own publicly stated actions. And that's why I think that it's a control thing in the sandbox. Because when they say it, it's okay, but you are not allowed in the Pispy person's world, in their little mind, you are not allowed to do your thing. Only they get to say who does what in the sandbox. And that's why they can say that they want to blue 103 alliances. And every time that they run into difficulties in purging the Imperium, they get to say, oh, well, we're going to spend another 3 to 8 months to do this. And we'll still be blue and we're going to be blue for years. But if you say, what the fuck, blue donut, coward, pathetic, hypocrite bitches, then, I mean, holy shit, Reddit. Like, I was mean to them yesterday on the meta show, but the amount of screeching, I'm very proud of it. It's kind of nice. You know when you're striking blows, when, you know, they just spend the next however many hours. Ooh, Mitanni man bad. All right. So let me get back to you. Sorry, I was, like I said, a little bit fatigued today because of the second jab, and we're going to try to go back to the line by line. So another couple things are happening here. If you are in Super Tits, if you're part of our Titanar Supercarrier group, you've been getting messages for a while now about how it's going to be closed down and we have Fight Club and Titan Swarm. Well, it's going to be closed today. So if you haven't applied to Fight Club or Titan Swarm, fix your shit. Get that done because Super Tits is finally being shut down. We spent weeks warning people about that. Similarly, if you are allies, we want allies to apply to Capswarm if they haven't already. Allied Capswarm is being closed also. Like, there's no reason to have a separation between us and our allied capital. So there's no more allied Capswarm. Please, if you are in allied Capswarm, if you're one of our allies, just apply to regular old Capswarm, and that's how we're rolling. So there's much more efficiency coming to the capital process. I want to hit on the F2 thing. Now, it's been a few weeks since I herfed a whole bunch of blurs about the F2 project. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, if somebody could find the Cultural Revolution thread and link it for me in Elysium. One of the reasons why it's so important to develop your F2 is that is finding new ways to use the sand in the sandbox. It's developing your talents outside of the way that the pubbies want, right? they want people to fit into traditional roles. They think that all alliance leaders should be like Headliner. And I would be delighted if all of our enemies were led by such fine, upstanding leaders as Headliner. I think Headliner is a great example of a wonderful fleet commander, alliance leader, and he's done great things with Pandemic Legion. And I cannot say enough good things about that. And I really hope that the puppies do find similar equivalent leaders for all of their alliances. But yeah. No, Headliner has done a better job of ruining PL than anything we could have ever done. But regardless of that, and I don't want people to start talking shit about Headliner. Don't pay attention to them. That's just a joke. Just ignore it. Keep ignoring PL. Let them fucking ruin themselves on their own time. But anyway, where was I? Super Dit F2. Oh, we're talking about the F2 stuff. So the thing about this is, it is not enough in the situation that we are in when we are fighting the entire fucking galaxy of tattletales and fucking mall cops and teacher's pets to just turn up and do one thing in fleet. Oh, I have been hearing great things from our fleet commanders. Like, I haven't really been hearing the things that we were hearing before the Cultural Revolution was announced. We're not really getting the whole, gosh, I'm not getting enough help. You guys have been doing a great job with the F2 stuff, and I'm talking about it here to just keep it in the air, right? Like, you guys have been doing wonderful with it. Please keep it up. The minimum standard for Boonswarm, and, you know, I guess the rest of the Imperium can do this if they want to. The autocrats are all in charge of their own things. But at least for Goonswarm, we want to make sure that people are doing more than just F1, right? Because we are fighting the entire galaxy of a bunch of puppies who's made it very clear that they want everybody to hold hands, sing kumbaya, and be renters for their landlords and just do their thing. And so to fight that, we need to make sure that everybody is doing one thing more, right? Not just turning up in fleet, but finding another way that you can add value to the tribe, because I will be fucking damned if I let goblins or any of these other pieces of shit dictate how we do our thing, because they don't have the right to tell us how to do their thing, to do our thing. And we're never going to let them tell us how to do our thing, because they don't get to do that. They are not us. They are them. And that's fine. That's perfectly fine. Like, I'm fine with the puppies being them. I'm fine with us being us. I'm fine with those guys going off. If they want to go off and be landlords and they want to, like, wallow around in their shit, doing their thin-skinned agreement consensus thing off in some other corner of the galaxy, we're not going to go over there and try to stop them from the teacher's pets from being teacher's pets. But they're coming here trying to stop us from doing our thing our way, so fuck, they can eat my ass. All right, so the F2 thing is very important because, again, if this is the reason why this is sort of I'm sort of working the theory out as I'm saying it, is because if it's true, if it is true that the underlying motivation behind all of our enemies working so hard to do this is that they are attempting to control who does what in the sandbox, and at least for the NullSec puppies, right? Like, you know, outside of that, everybody's doing their own thing. But of the PISP guys and their leadership, they do seem to be genuinely motivated to try to control how everybody in NullSec does their thing. Then that explains why they have been so dedicated. It explains why they have worked so hard to form this blue donut. It also explains why that they are so angry that it hasn't worked. They believed it would work on us because it would probably work on them, because that's who they are. They do genuinely care about what each other think, and they're always polishing their puppy resumes such that they can lateral into other organizations. They don't really have as much of a tribal affiliation as we do. And so the reason why I'm calling this out isn't just herfity blurf blurf blurf, but the challenge is that if we are correct on this, if I am right that it is like a sandbox control thing for at least some of them, that we should just expect that from them, and that might explain why they are so motivated to do what they do, while also crying as much about it when that is pointed out. So we're going to do a little bit more investigation on that and try to really get inside their heads and figure out what the fuck is going on, but that's just sort of where my thoughts are currently. Anyway, back to more to-do type thing. I want to give a shout out for Scouts and NGSA, right? And NGSA and Scouts always need a plug on every fireside because it's so fucking important. We need to know where Pispy is and what they're doing to stop them doing things, right? And they're going to be sneaky. And I have no problem with them being sneaky because we're sneaky too, right? That's fine. That's part of the game. That is the sandbox of EVE Online, which is, last time I checked, based around harden the fuck up. So Scouts and NGSA, critically important. We're always going to need you guys, and not just in T5CI. These guys, we've seen them now try to bob and weave and sneak around in various other areas. 3D is clearly a big focus day in, day out, but they will get sneakier as they get more frustrated. And hopefully they'll be bad at it, because the more frustrated they are, the more mistakes they make. But please, 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 scouts in GSA, if we're talking about F2s and you want to find a way to help out outside of fleets, very easy suggestion to get stuck in and help out. Another couple things. I want to give Hanzo Viper a shout out, because he has been helping out FCing with us. Him and Apple Pear have formed a powerful combination on a number of fleets here. So if you're seeing Hanzo pings in early Euro time, he is the leader of Siberian squads and a good friend. And it's super cool to see everybody kind of getting together to fight the good fight. All right, I'm going to go ahead and take some, I think the only thing I want to hit on beyond that is Insurgent Squad. Insurgent Squad is recruiting. One of the things that we've noticed is that after we wipe out the enemy and their stockpiles are mostly out, it just so happens that almost all the contract on hostile organization contracts are scams, helpfully provided by Insurgent Squad. So please do join Insurgent Squad. They've been doing fantastic work. And similarly, we have seen to a lesser effect, the enemy has tried to do this too. They're just less organized and less good at it than us. So I want to remind you guys that you can use the Fit Checker, and please relink the Fit Checker in Elysium now if you can. You can use the Fit Checker to make sure that you are not getting scammed, because if you copy and paste the thing from the contract window into the Fit Checker, it will tell you whether you have a legitimate contract or not. So that's a space, that's a time saving trick you can use. Please use the fitting validator to make sure you don't get scammed. And also please join Insurgent Squad, because fuck all puppies forever. These guys can eat shit. And I hope that they really feel angry and frustrated every time they buy a scam contract, because they're anti-sandbox and they probably hate that shit because they're little dick bitches. Alrighty. Let me go ahead and take some questions here. What's one good thing that happened to you today? my girlfriend telling me how horny she gets when she hears me be really mean to the puppies on the meta show. And the second jab. I mean, yeah, the struggle is real over here. My life is pretty good. Have I ever flea commanded a FC to flee in my life? I have. Usually under extreme duress, under the siege of VFK in 2012, Ninetales from Rue Squad, I think he's in Rue Squad now, held my hand, and I was basically just absolutely insane with lack of sleep. I'm not a very good fleet commander. I hyper focus on things. I did actually a lot of capital fleet FCing, because since caps don't really move around in a 3D active way, I can think through it. And so I did a lot of Ninja Dread FCing back when you could still do injected Ninja Dread drops several years ago. So I do cap FCing when I can and when I feel like it. But definitely subcap stuff is, you know, that's not my lane. That's not what I'm good at. I do other things. And that's fine. And that's perfectly fine. And the puppy thing to do would be to point and howl and say, gosh, those people in the Imperium are not conforming to our views of how the sand of the sandbox should be used. Gosh, you have to do... I mean, it's such little dick shit. Like, it's extreme little dick energy. And one of the reasons why I'm often being very crude, it is calculated. I am what I'm talking about. You know, penises and the bad guys are all howling about toxic masculinity and all this other stuff, is that I know it drives them crazy. It drives them fucking up a wall. And maybe if they didn't act like little dick bitches, they wouldn't be called little dick bitches. It's fine for them. This is another thing. It's sort of one of the inherent hypocrisies in this, is that your individual puppy piss-pee shit poster will go out there on Reddit and anonymously say all of these horrible things about us. But then when I say it, it's bad. And I think that the distinction is not just basic hypocrisy, but when I say these things, they know that there is a big audience that is also pointing and laughing at them and calling them cowardly little dick bitches, right? And so, you know, they want to come at us, but when we come at them, oh gosh, it's so different. It's so awful. How dare he? Gosh. Oh gee, I'm going to faint. I better clutch my pearls. There's, a filter song, Hey Man, Nice Shot, from the 90s, because that's my age bracket. And one of the lyrics that sticks in my head the last couple days is they put it in your face and let you smell what they consider wrong. And that is really fundamentally what's going on here, is that these fucking pieces of shit every day are getting up and trying to shove what they think is bad and wrong under your nose to get you to feel bad about doing your thing, except that we don't give a shit what they think and we don't give a shit what they want. And that's fine. There's freedom. There's freedom in that. They can go off and do their own thing, but no, They must crush the Imperium because they cannot handle anything other than an agreeable, conformist, cowardly consensus. It's pathetic. It's anti-sandbox. It's anti-Eve. And we should never let them live it down. And I think it's going to make them very angry to have it pointed out to them how anti-sandbox they are. They're anti-sandbox in that there is clearly some sort of dirty, dirty shit happening at the CSM level between the PISP CSMs. Our finance people have been investigating that for some time now, and we hope to have something that we can put in front of you in a couple of weeks. There was clearly a bunch of dirty stuff happening with the casino war, with them relying upon casino-ISK, unattackable RMT laundry, which the whole I want ISK thing was, and they rely on those things. So, you know, it's just it's disgusting. It's pathetic. I can't believe that these fucking people want to tell us in the only good sandbox MMO that's still out there that, oh, you can't play the sandbox that way. Oh, you can't play EVE Online this way. Oh, you have to do this way because, you know, it's pathetic. It's genuinely pathetic. All right, let me take a couple questions. Like I said, I was going to get to the end of this. I'd get mad about something and I ended up herping blurfs, but I'm keeping it at a 7 out of 10 today. Are the bad guys, this is a really interesting question from Columbo. Hey, Columbo, been a bit. Are the bad guys because they're dicks or because space landlordism incentivizes people to be dicks? Now, technically speaking, I mean, I'm a complete dick, right? Like, I'm a huge fucking asshole, you know, and it's fine to be a dick. Like, I don't have a problem with the bad guys being dicks because we're dicks too, or pussies or whatever the hell we feel like. And that's great. We can be whatever we want in EVE Online. That's sort of the whole point of EVE Online. I think that it's not just space landlordism because they've had the ability to run their renter empires and do all this other sort of stuff. I think that these thin-skinned little bitches cannot handle an Eve where somebody doesn't take their bullshit seriously, right? And I think it does go back to one of the things about Goonswarm is that especially old-school goons, a lot of us have never played Eve in an environment outside of Goonswarm. And when we spy on pubbies, we get to see what it's like over, you know, out there. And I think that at a fundamental level, they don't like the fact that we have our own thing, our own culture. We do things our way that isn't theirs. And they can't handle it because it drives them crazy. They can't control it and it makes them feel insecure. And it should make them feel insecure because maybe if they weren't a bunch of cowardly little bitches and got a fucking life, then they could accept the fact that the Imperium operates in a way that they don't like and roll with it. But they can't. And it's like, it is really interesting. So, I'm a big sociology, psychology nerd and stuff like that. And to kind of deconstruct the meta show a little bit here, a lot of times I'll get up there and, you know, I'm saying basically the same stuff almost every week when I go into like an insult riff. Now, obviously I'm shaking it up a little bit, but what is always fascinating to me is to go after the pubbies and then to see them respond at a greater or lesser extent, to the same insults, right? You know, basically, and this tells me a lot. It tells me a lot because if week after week I'm saying essentially the same thing when I'm insulting the pispy, hypocritical cowards, you know, weakling pieces of shit, little dick energy, blah, 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 wrestler stuff, playground insults, and we watch the intensity of the rage from the bad guys go up and go down, it's soft intel, right? And what I can tell you guys is that this has made them extraordinarily angry, right? Not me doing my thing because I'm saying the same shit pretty much every week, but the level of frustration and anger from the pubbies is at a genuine fever pitch this week at a level that I haven't seen in a hot minute. And I think that is because they are realizing that your resistance level is not going anywhere, that you guys are not going to break, that you aren't going to falter, that you aren't going to fail, and that you aren't going to bend the fucking knee to a little dick coward and do what these people say. And I think that's why they're so mad. They're seeing it slip away from them because they know that we've got more titans than them. They know that we want it more than them. Like, we want to fucking bring this to a conclusion. We're here to fuck. That's who we are. And so I think as they see the future that they had imagined beginning to slip away from them, of their happy blue donut consensus where all pubbies could get together and agree and sing kumbaya that goons are bad and that certain things shouldn't be done in the sandbox game because they feel that whatever bullshit. And I think that's why we are seeing this uptake in anger. And I think it's a good thing. I want our enemies to be frustrated. I want our enemies to be angry. I want our enemies to be miserable because that's what they wanted for us. And the moment that it doesn't go their way, you can see this on Reddit. These people immediately cry foul. They rush to their fainting couch because it's okay for them to say that you suck, but God forbid that you tell them that they suck. Oh, gosh, that's awful. And the fact that our guys don't really give a shit what they think is fundamentally something that drives them crazy. So that's cool. Why did a bunch of us get banned from Reddit? That's because Sapporo Jones or whatever the fuck the test mod guy was a pissed his pants like a little bitch because somebody pointed out the whole blue donut thing, and that's what kicked all that off. And that's one of the reasons why we're gonna make him choke to death on this blue donut serenity thing, because they deserve to have it rammed down their throats. They deserve to be reminded of it constantly, and at such point that they stop screaming and crying about how awful we are for pointing out what they themselves have said and worked for. Then when they stop screaming and crying about it, we'll probably call them some other names. But it seems to be working just fine right now. Alrighty. I'm not going to get into the whole Reddit mod drama thing because it's in the territory of, like, stuff I just don't really give a shit about. I think Reddit is a useful barometer for the level of outrage and misery that our enemies are going through. I kind of feel like we broke one of our favorite toys because Marcus Murphy didn't really seem like his heart was in the meta show summary. But there's enough about that. Alright, let me see. Take another couple questions. ADM fleets. I do want to give one final hype for ADM fleets because as we do have so little official space yet, that it is very important to keep the ADMs in our final constellation up and running. Please do join those when you see them. It is very important, especially when the enemy isn't being very active. Those are great times for us to get out there and make sure that those ADMs are maxed out. And they're super chill and super important. All righty. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and call it for today. Thank you all for coming. We will be back here next week. I'm going to go recuperate in my massage chair and make sure that I'm taking my vaccine side effects very seriously. So let's get back out there and fuck these puppies over. Keep fighting, keep murdering, keep doing your thing. Let's make your people proud.